Thank you, son. Beautiful. It's almost morning, isn't it? You know, when I thought about this message that I want to bring this morning by the grace of God, I started thinking back about 25 years ago. I was in London, and I was in a class. The class finished early. It was Wednesday afternoon. So I said, well, I'm used to go to church on Wednesday. I want to go and find a church in London. So I looked and asked, and finally someone said, well, there's a Baptist church. I said, okay, I'll go. I walked a long ways, and I went into the doors. There are about five or six people, large church. And in order to attend there, you have to pick up a little pad so you can kneel on it. Everybody's there. There are not many people. I knelt on it, and I was waiting for a pastor or someone. No, everybody prays, and then I saw people going out. I said, well, I might as well thank God, coming to church, and I left brokenhearted, a large church like this, Wednesday night. Time to go and attend a Bible study. And it never left me. So when I was thinking, I want to preach this Sunday, and I preached later on, about 20 years ago, I preached about this subject. And I'm going to share it with you. And the subject is, why do I go to church? It's not a quiz. I'm not going to ask you questions so you can answer me. No. Why do you come to church? Why do I go to church? And this is the subject this morning. Let's read a few verses from Hebrews chapter 10. For the sake of time, I'll read a good verse, three verses. Chapter 10, verse 23, 24, and 25. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembly, church, together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day is growing near. Thank God we are in church. Thank God we made an attempt today, and we are here in the presence of God. As I said, why do I go to church? Why do I come to church, depending where you are? And I came with some answers. The first answer, I can say with all my clear conscience here, I came to worship God. Do you agree with that? Are you with me that we came to worship God? In the heart of each person, there is a need of God. In our souls, there is always a capacity to worship. Someone said, I can worship God in the outdoors, on the lake, or on the golf course. I had a friend by the name of Mike, not any Mikes here. And came Sunday, and I didn't see him there. I said, Mike, next day, Monday, so where have you been? He said, Adel, I had the best time in my life. I said, what, Mike? He said, I took my car, I took a bottle of wine, and I cooked a good loaf, and I went fishing and drinking and having a loaf with cheese. I said, Mike, do you consider this worship? Of course, I worship God. Look at the nature around me, and I had a great time. I said, Mike, this is not how you worship God. Some people think this is worship. He's one of them. It's not the way people have envisaged worship. Worshiping God is coming to church and there with the people you know and you enjoy and sit down and then cut yourself from the outside world and then get in touch truly with God. President Roosevelt gave an answer to those who worship on the outdoors, fishing and playing and drinking, whatever they do. And he answered this in a classic answer. And he said, you can worship God, but you won't. You can go do whatever you want, but you won't worship God. You know, there has never been a time when people did not worship. Since the beginning of time, people have sought to have fellowship with the infinite, they call it. This is why we read about people that they have worshiped the sun, they have worshiped the moon, they have worshiped the stars, they have worshiped, they made an image and they worshiped it. Because there is a thirst in the heart of man to worship God. But we come and worship our God. We come and worship the one who loved us. The one who sent his only son, the one who sacrificed his son to save us and change us. And this is the one we come to worship. We don't worship images. We don't worship intermediaries. We do not worship an idol. This is a sin. And this is why Paul, when he was in Athens, and he went to a place where all the philosophers and the worshipers meet at a certain time. It was a hill called Areopagus. And he went to that hill and looked at them and said, they are like walking in a daze. and try to worship. And he reached a point where few people were gathering, and in front of them written, to an unknown God, worshiping an unknown God. And from there on, he preached the gospel to them, and he showed them who is God and who should they worship. There is a thirst. And when people go to church, would they find the one who've been looking for? Would they find God? Would they find Jesus Christ? We have a problem today that many confess to have attended church. And they say, well, I tell you one thing. I'll be honest with you. I go to listen to music. Did you ever hear that? When I was young, my dad used to tell me, are you going to church Sunday? You know, I was about 18. I said, yeah, but I am going to see who's speaking at this church, who's speaking at the other church, and then I'll choose and I'll go. That was me before I got saved. And some people look at programs or check with people who's speaking this Sunday. I tell you one thing. You can answer that very, very clearly. The Holy Spirit is speaking. We don't come to church to listen to a certain man. We are listening to God. And that certain man is used by the Holy Spirit to deliver the thought of God, the message of God to all of us. As I said, there are some people go because they have a good musical team. And they attend, oh yeah, they have a good team. But after that, they leave the church. And they go do whatever they want to do. Like someone said, so often the appeal that produces soul satisfaction and spiritual security is left out in the cold and the deeper senses are not moved. Why do I go to church? I go to church, I can answer, to worship God, the living God, to listen to the Word, to see what God wants from me this morning or this afternoon, to listen and to see how can I live a better life. I ask God to speak to my heart. How can I please you, Lord? And I pray for the person. I say, Lord, use that person to speak to my heart. Speak through him. And this is why I come to church, to worship Almighty God. One of the greatest tragedies of our day is to see some churches that are dying spiritually because they have the form of religious exercise but do not practice it. So many churches are empty nowadays because they are not preaching the Word of God. They have substituted the Word of God with the programs, midweek Bible studies are almost non-existent nowadays. Why? Because we want to do what the people like. We will make it at home with coffee and tea and cookies, etc. Let me tell you one thing. By the grace of God, we have a midweek Bible study. By the grace of God, we study the Bibles every Wednesday. By the grace of God, we preach the gospel that Jesus saves. Without Jesus, there is no joy in life nor happiness that you are seeking. Some churches, they limit their memberships to certain type of people. I'm not going to go into that more because I respect every church. They limit that. Why? Because they want some, I read about some type of people. Some church membership is not accessible. If you have a certain standing, you will come, you'll be seated at the front seat. Not that. If you want to come sit by my side, you know, you'll be respected more. No. If you sit at the last bench there, What can I say, Gloria? That's been, that means you're least respected now. This is not in our church. It's not. But there are some. I read about some. And this reminds me of a story. I read about a woman who lived supporting her family by cleaning her offices. She has been trying to join a fashionable church because it was near her house, and she went there, and the preacher was not eager to have her because she wore out-of-style clothes. I tell you one thing, before we go any further, as long as you have decent clothes, out of style or in style, come to church. Barb, I see you smiling. And don't look for being stylish. Look for your heart. Look, why am I here? Not to display the suit or what you're wearing. So she was not wearing those up-to-date clothes. And the preacher was not eager to have her because she wore out-of-style clothes and sitting in the pew near some rich people. He put her off 5 times in a row. He finally told her, "You just go home tonight and talk with God about it." Well, later you can tell me what God tells you about it. The poor woman went on her way, brokenhearted. Weeks passed into months, and the preacher saw no more of this woman. May God help us. Then one day while he was in a building visiting, he saw her and felt impelled to inquire, "Did you have your little talk with God, Mrs. Washington?" "Oh my, yes," she said. "I talk with God as you said." "And what did he answer you? What was his answer to you?" "Well, preacher," she said, looking at him, "God sent to me not to get discouraged, but to keep trying. He said that he himself had been trying to get into your church for 20 years with no more success than I have had." Where is this woman? Send 25 of those people to come and join our church. Let them come. They will not be facing these questions. They'll be facing the Lord Jesus Christ coming, come unto me, you who are heavy burden, and I will give you rest. Come as you are, as long as you have clean clothes, whether up to date, whether the modern thing or not. No. I used to think, maybe I'm changing a little bit in my old age. So Ginny one day said, Adol, why don't you wear your, this is the style now. Wear your jeans and a good jacket and preach. Well, I went and bought me a good jeans. and wearing them. Well, thank God for all of you. We respect the Lord. We come respectful to church. And there is no code except the code of decency and being well-dressed before the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe we need, that's out of respect, to wear decent clothes. That's all. We have been privileged in our church. I'd like to talk something about our church. To be taught from the Word of God, what we call the Word of Truth. This is why we come to church. To hear the Word of Truth. To enjoy the Lord. It's time to worship. And we here worship God. Do you agree with that? Okay, amen. We worship God. It's a crime. Let me go a little bit off the masker. It's a crime to look at color or creed. And God has no preference. I put these. He has no classes. He doesn't look at color. He doesn't look at preferred race. He doesn't look at age. And he has no favoritism in his heart. The only thing in the eyes of God that counts when you come to worship, what really counts is one kind of people. One kind of people, sinners saved by grace. Why do I go to church? I go to worship God as a sinner saved by grace. Because the Bible says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 2:3. Our Lord, in his encounter with the Samaritan woman, you know the story, most of you, and the short discourse he had with her by the well. He concluded his meeting. He ended up his meeting with the Samaritan woman and he with these following words. An hour is coming and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in the spirit and the truth. For such people the Father seeks to be his worshipers. I come to church to worship God. And thank God, this is your church, folks. Come and worship. And as we read before, do not miss church if you can, unless you're ill. Come and enjoy being with the children of God, listening to the word of God and worship Him. Why do I come to church? Another course, to be a part of God's oldest company. What do you mean, Adol? Well, Jesus said in Matthew 4:10, "You shall worship the Lord your God and serve Him only." And someone said, "We enter His house to worship and we depart to serve." We belong to a great company of believers. You know, we are the family of God. And Gaither wrote a song about that. He said, "I love this family of God. And this is the family of God. When we gather, our minds are instructed." Amen to that. Our minds are instructed. Our hearts are inspired. Our souls are fed. Our wills are motivated. We get equipped and go out into the world. Still the church of God, but now the church scattered outside to win souls for the Lord Jesus Christ. You belong to a great company, the largest company in the world. Let me explain that. God has organized the church that it is a unique concept that is the oldest and greatest organism the world has ever known. This company, now, let's say, is the church that was founded 2,000 years ago. This church is now, you can count millions. This company, the membership of the greater than any other company under the sun, the church of God. And you belong to it. Started by how many? 12 people. 12. And now we can't count them. Millions are in heaven and millions still here. And try to count. You will not be able to do that. And we gather to worship God. We gather to live, to know how to live. This is why I come to church. So when we study the Word of God, when we study on Wednesday, when we hear the Word on Sunday, we get something to help us to live a life worthy of our calling. It happened at the noonday luncheon of the local Rotary. The dishes had been cleared away and the meeting had been called to order. After the reception of new members, I was one of them, and I participated. Not this one, but they do that every year for new churches in the area and new businesses. So the chairman asked, "Who of those present represented the oldest company in the community?" Well, a young man in the back of the room hesitated a little bit and then arose and said, "I believe I do, sir. I am a minister of the gospel. The company I represent was founded 2,000 years ago. And I'm happy to say that it is still flourishing." His announcement was greeted with applause and welcoming and smiling faces. It was 20 centuries ago that the founder of this company has said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You're a member of the greatest company in the world, the richest company under the sun. You come here to enjoy fellowship with fellow believers. You come here to be renewed, rejuvenated. And you know, the fact is, when we, in every meeting, when the meeting is over, I tell you one thing, people don't want to go home. They enjoy the fellowship. Not the fellowship where we have coffee and donuts, that's a good fellowship. And don't stop it because I will miss my coffee. This is why we come to church. It was that company that the young minister represented. Indeed, the oldest, grandest, and the largest to be represented at the meeting, a company that you can belong to by simple faith in Jesus Christ as Savior. And may I ask you a question here. Are you a part of this company? Are you a part of this company? If you're a part, you can smile and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for I found this church. Thank you for leading me to be a member of this great company, the Church of God. Have you had that experience? Did you accept him as your Savior at a certain time in your life? If you answer me yes, shout, stop till we finish. Shout afterwards, don't shout now. Enjoy your life in Christ. You're secure now, tomorrow, and the future. This old company takes care of your needs. If someone is sick, we pray for them. Did God answer our prayers? Yes or no?
Yes.
Amen. Thank you. If someone, we know a family is indeed, that church runs to help. This is the oldest company. Still the rules and regulations the same. They did not change with time. They did not change with centuries. It will not change. It will not change. Love is the same. Salvation is the same. Living is the same. And we know very well, he who started this, the Lord Jesus Christ, on that day, and the Holy Spirit started winning souls for us, did not change because he says, I am God, I do not change. So why do I go to church? Ask yourself this question. I give you 2-3 points there, and let us pray that we will always look forward to come to church, to honor God, and to live according to what we hear, according to what we are taught, and go out and be a good witness to the whole world. Amen. Let's bow our heads for prayers. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to meditate a little bit on why coming to church and how can we be effective in our lives. Bless each and every one. May you be with each and every family. And help us, Lord, to be true witnesses to what happened and to be proud when we are asked about our life, to be proud to tell them that I belong to the oldest company in the world, the Church of Jesus Christ. Dismiss us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.